Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is V'siyata D'Shmaya Gedola, the fourth shiur. We've been learning the inyan of the Shemen HaMishcha, that you're not allowed to make the same formula of the Shemen HaMishcha Niktaras. Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach, U'maskunt L'Asas U'Kamo, Kodesh U'Kodesh Yalachem. And we saw by the Ktaras, similar lashon but different. V'Ktaras Asher Tasek B'matkunta, L'Asas U'Lachem Kodesh Tiyalach Al-Hashem. And we explain the difference being that by the Shemen HaMishcha, the Yisur is the Hachana. When you prepare it, it has to be Lashamayim. It has to be Miyuchad Lashamayim and not for you. Whereas when it comes to the Ktaras is not the Yisur is not in the Hachana, that it should be Lashamayim, but in the Taitzah, that the Ktaras should be Lashamayim. And we discussed that at length. And we are not going to repeat it, but that's the Tamsis HaDvorim. In the previous shiur, we saw a number of kashas. So for that we're going to repeat, because otherwise the hemshech won't be understood. So we saw in the Gemara in Krisus and Avav Hamad Aleph that Kodesh he Kodesh Tia Lechem Kol Maaser Lo Yuela BaKodesh. That Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina tells us that all the ma'asim of the Shemen HaMishcha have to be in the, all the Maisim of the Ktaras have to be in the Mikdash. And therefore, you can't use Meiraglaim, you machnisa Meiraglaim, like we say every day in the Ktaras, for Zeche. So, that's talking about the Ktaras. That the Ktaras has to be in the Kodesh, and also in Klei Kodesh, is the Rambam Paskins. So, Frakta Mishnah Lamelech, that this Pasuk is talking about the Shemen HaMishcha. So, we're talking here about the Ktaras, and he brings a Shemen HaMishcha Dika Pasuk. So, how do you learn from this Pasuk about the Ktaras? See, so he says it's a Tau Sofrim, but we saw not like that from the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah learned that it's not a Tau Sofrim. The Rambam says that if you're Mefatim the Ktaras from Chulin or Bekekli Shel Chulin, it's Pasul. And he learns from Kol Maaser Lo Yuela BaKodesh, because it says twice Kodesh. So you see from the fact that it says twice Kodesh, which is the Shemen HaMishcha Pasuk, that the Ktaras has to be BaKodesh, in the Holy, and prepared in the Mikdash, and in Klei Kodesh. He also brings to the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah brings to the Yerushalmi, Yuma, 5143. Yerushalmi says it's Pasul, but he says, Kodesh ish te havayasa ba Kodesh. So again, this is a Pasuk about Shemen HaMishcha. So why are you bringing me Psukim from the Ktaris? If you can bring me a Pasuk from the why bring me Psukim from the Shemen HaMishcha when you're trying to bring a Raya from the Ktaris, for the Ktaris? The Aruch Lener in Krisus and Avov Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perla and the Rasag Ein Shem Yir Aleph write that even though it's said about the Shemen HaMishcha, you learn Ktaras and Gzeira Shava. As we saw in the Gemara, there's Gzeira Shava Maskunta, that with regard to preparing it Al Manas L'Hislam Eid. So once you have Gzeira Shava in another context, you can also use the Gzeira Shava here. And Memela, that's how we're learning the Ktaras from the Shemen HaMishcha. But sof, we have a pasuk by the Ktaras, right? The Mishnah Lamelech brings a pasuk by Ktaras as well. Kodesh Tiyalecha Lashem. So it has to be prepared in the Kodesh. So once we have a beautiful pasuk in by the Ktaras, why do you need a pasuk by the Shem by the? Why do you need a pasuk by the Shem by the for the Shem? Why do you need to bring the pasuk of the Shemen HaMishcha? So we could say that the Kesef Mishnah says it's Ma'akev, it says it twice, Kodesh. And it only says twice by the Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore the Gemara brings the Pasuk of the Shemen HaMishcha that teaches that it's Ma'akev. And so writes the Aruch Lener in Krisus. However, we have to understand that in Yerushalmi we see that it's not from the twice that it says Kodesh. It says Havoya. Right, Zakti Yerushalmi, that Kodesh hi, Havayosa, a Kodesh, not from the fact that it says it twice. And we also have that by Kodesh Tielecha. We can also use that by Ktoris. So again, why do we have to go to the Shemana Mishcha, the Yush? Why did the Yerushalmi have to go to the, right? In the, again, this is all from Yosef and Chanina. In the Yerushalmi, it's from Yosef and Chanina, the Bavli also. So that's the Shemana Mishcha Pasuk. So why not bring from the Torah's Pasuk with Kodesh Tielecha, Lachshem? Also, Haviyasa Kodesh. Don't tell me because it says it twice, because the Yerushalmi doesn't say that it says it twice. That's not, right? Normally you have a Klal and Kachim that it says it twice, Lakev. But that's not what the Yerushalmi learns. And not only that, what's more odd, is that in the Kesef Mishnah himself, he says it says it twice, Kodesh, and then he brings the Yerushalmi in the name of Yosef Rechanina, that he learned from Havoya. So why does he say two Kodeshes and then bring Mashu Achir Legamre? Elu dvarim shepashut matmihim, rabotai, matmihim. Kesha lavin. And we also saw Kasha from the Sefer Nachlas as real, not a Sefer that you're quoted every hour on the hour. So in the it's brought in the Sefer HaMaftech and the Rambam, Haitzos Arab Shabsei Frankel made a small revolution in Liman HaRambam. So there he asks, how do you know that the two Kodeshes are coming to be Makif? Maybe one Kodesh is that you need to use Klei Kodesh, and the other Kodesh is that it can't be prepared outside of the Azara. But the truth is, if truth be told, and I'm a man who likes to tell the truth, I don't want my nose to get any bigger than it already is. Pinocchio. But the lemaisa, it's not so big, but it's not so straight either. Approximately 39 years ago, someone gave my nose a new shape out of anger. And then I had an operation, and then I thought they straightened it out. But then, I don't know, one day I'm looking in the mirror, I see it's not straight anymore. I don't know what happened. In any event, that's really completely irrelevant to our story, but... it should be a kapara for me. It should be a kapara for Gans Kal Yisrael. So we were talking about telling the truth. So if truth be told, the Kesef Mishnah writes, doesn't say Lahedya that the two Kodeshes are La'akev. He just says, it says twice Kodesh. What does he mean by that? So we have another Kasha. And the Kesef Mishnah writes there that even though the Yerushalmi's Mashma, that the Halacha is that it's not Ma'akev, however, me'acher de Talmud de Don sasam because of komasil yaba kodesh, it's mash meikuva. So that's how the Rambam paskins. Rambam paskins that it is ma'akev. Even though there's an opinion in the Yerushalmi, it's not ma'akev. However, the Rambam holds that it is ma'akev because in the Yerushalmi it doesn't say explicitly it's ma'akev. That's the you just have a drasha. That it's b'kodesh, but it doesn't say pamayim la'akev. But the Kesef Mishnah learns that the pasuk that the Bavli brings, that the fact that it says it kodesh twice, it's la'akev. It says kodesh twice, so it's mashma li'kuva, and that's the mashmos of the Rambam that. It's mashma ikuva. Right, that's the lashon of the that the Rambam paskins is likuva, and that's also the lashon of the mashmos of the lashon of the Bavli. Komasel lo yuela b'kodesh. The middle it's ma'akev. Again, he doesn't say that it says it treizimni la'akev, but he does say lahalacha it's ma'akev, and that's the mashmos of the Gemara. And that's Echit. This is Echit del Mashmos from the Rambam. That the Rambam paskins that way, that it has to be that way. It's Ma'akev. The Maraponim, Yerushalmi, and Yuma, the Yerachlaner and Krisus asks, how's that Mashmos Likuva? Lo Yuela Bakoidish is not Ma'akev. What do you read? It's Lechatchila. And then we saw the Yad Malachi, who asks even more. The Kesef Mishnah himself says in Karban Pesach 1:1, and the Memra and Pesachim, Eina Pesach Nishchad El Shalosh Kisos, three groups. So that Lashon of Eina Pesach Nishchad El Shalosh Kisos is three groups. It's only a Nishchad with three groups. It's you see that it's only Lechatchila. Otherwise, it would have said Pesach Shina Shal Shelo B'Shal Kitos Aser, Kitos Aser, right? It would have said that a Pesach that Shechted without three Kitos Aser, from the fact that it says an Andrew sort of Lashon. It says a Lashon of a Pesach of Ena Pesach Nishad Ela Shal Kitos, it's or Kitot or Kisos, or however you want to do it, like class, like groups, right? Kita. So it's mashmet's only the chatchila. So then, why here is the lashon of loyma kol maseh lo yalev hakodesh? Why is that? Why is that makiv b'diavet? Whereas in psachim it's lechatchila. So the Kesem Mishnah cites himself. So anyway, that's the sikum of the kashis that we saw in the previous shir. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows: the Archaim here in Pasuk Lamed Beis writes in this drasha of Yosi Rebbe Chanina, Rabbi Seinu Dorshu mipasuk ze umetiachis achshav lagmara. Rabbi Seinu Dorshu mipasuk ze shetzorich laasoisoi b'makoyim kadosh, that you have to do it in a holy place. Uledivrayem haya lomar kein b'mitzvasoi loy ba'azhoras leisas ukamoyu. Yesh po he'ara nifla'a me'or chaim hakadosh. Or chaim hakadosh omer she if the whole word is that you have to make it in the Makom Kadosh, why is it not in the mitzvah of preparing it? Here it's talking about the Shemen HaMishra. Why is it not in the mitzvah of preparing the Shemen HaMishra? Why is it only written in the Azhara V'lo Sasu Kamo? Not to make the same formula. You want to tell us to make it the Makom Kadosh, so tell us when you're telling us to make it in the first place. But why in the warning not to do it, not to make a similar formula? It's a mizar meod. As omer orchaim hakadosh, v'divreihem einam ela asmachta lahalachot shebiyadam, v'dvareinu hem pshat hakatuv. He says it's just an asmachta. It's just an asmachta. So don't hold the gemara. They already had a halacha psukah, and they already had a kabbalah, and they're just using it for. They're just using it, using this pasuk as an asmachta to rely upon, but that's not really the source. The source is their tradition. And our we said, the Orchaim said, Ayin Shem Orchaim is pshat. But we see now like that from the Kesef Mishnah, the Yerushalmi. They learn it's a drasha gemura. And then we have the kasha of the Orchaim HaKadosh. So then why is it written in Lo Sasu Kamo, not in Etzem HaMitzvah? אבל לפי דברינו, אומר מורינו ברבינו, מאור עינינו לשמוע לזכרו תאבס נפש, לפי דבר רב דוב את זה, לפי דברינו, מבורר היטב, שוודאי נאמר הדבר כטעם האיסור שלא ייסח, ושל במתכונתו לא תעשו כמוהו. That of course, this is a reason for the איסור of Lo yisach, not to anoint yourself with it, and not to make the same formula. Maskunto lo sasu kamo. Aval betam zem bevoar kanal shebeshemen hamishcha gam asiyatoi begeder shel kodesh kishem sheshemen hamishcha atzmo kadoshu. Remember what we were saying? What we were saying was the yisod hadvarim the shemen hamishcha. Is that not only is the Shemen HaMishcha holy, but the preparation is holy. The preparation has to be miyuchad l'shamayim. It's a din in the etzem ha'achana, that the achana has to be l'shamayim. As lo rak, and that's obviously the isser of not making the same formula, because the when you prepare the formula, it has to be l'shamayim. It can't be for yourself. And that's the etzem ha'mitzvah. In other words, the etzem ha'mitzvah is that it should be miyuchad l'shamayim. And Memela is an Isser that it can't be for yourself, for non-Shemayim purposes. So the Asiya is also Begeder Shel Kodesh, Kfi Sharachnu Bashiur HaKodem. The Asiya is also Begeder Shel Kodesh, Kishem Sheshemen HaMishcha Atzma Kodeshu. Just like the Shemen HaMishcha itself is Kodesh, so to the Asiya is Kodesh. V'ze Atzmo Mechayev שיוקום מעשה בקודש, שהרי המעשים הם מעשה קודש הם, כשם ששמן המשחה עצמו קודש הוא. And that's mechayiv, that you should prepare it in a holy place. Because all of your maisim are holy maisim, and maybe it has to be prepared in a holy place. Now, ואם כי בקטורת, זה קריטי, אין זה טעם האיסור, ומשום שבקטורת לא אסרה תורה לעשות מעשה זה גם לחול. והאיסור משום התוצאה של הקטורת שאינה להשם הוא, וכנל. זאת אומרת, that לגבי קטורס, we see that this is not the reason for the איסור. The Ktoras, there's no iser not to in the mice and the asiya and the hachana to do it for secular purposes, but rather the asiya is in the toitza. You're now going to end up with unholy Ktoras. Memeli, you have to pair it bekedusha, but that's not the iser is not the hachana. The iser is not in the hachana. It's only because of the toitza that it's going to come out that it's not Ktoras Lashem. But in the hachana, that's not the iser isn't in the hachana to prepare it not properly. It's only us to prepare not properly again because of the taitzah, because of the etzem haktaris. But there's no inyan in the etzem hachana per se, independently, without looking at the taitzah. V'lachen migzera shava shapir yalfinan. That's why we have to come on to the gzera shava. Shal kol panim hadin shiyashno b'shemen hamishcha. המחייב שכל מעשה היו בקודש, ישנו גם בקטורת. ולכן שפיר, ישנה, ילפותה. מהיקרא לחייב את זה בשמן המשחה, ובקטורת. That's why you have to come on to the ילפוסה. Because you need to start with שמן המשחה. Because what are you teaching us over here? We're being taught that the הכונה cannot be done בחול. And that applies to שמן המשחה. You have to start with Shemana Mishra because there the whole mitzvah and isra relate to the Achana. Etzem Achana. And from there you learn also too the Ktoras. That's why you have to come on to the Gzeirah Shava. And that's the Gzeirah Shava that we have on Daf Hey, that if it's one who blends the anointing oil to learn how it was prepared in order to transfer it to the community for them to use in the Beis HaMikdash is exempt. Is Pater. And the Gemara says, where do we derive this from? And the Gemara answers, because it says, B'maskunta here, and it also says it by the Ktoras. By the Ktoras, Lachem Udaser. Only for yourself, but if you're doing it in order to learn or in order to give it over to the community, your pater, so too by the oils. Akol panim, we have this gzeira shava, and memela we can also use this gzeira shava to tell us this yisoy that we learn now, that the Gemara is learning over here in the Vav, that you bakodesh. So it applies to the Ktoras, just like it applies to the Shemana Mishcha. You can learn one from the other. Like you have Gzeirah Shava Daf Hey, also Gzeirah Shava over here. And with this, we can also answer the Kasha Ruchim Fishel Perlo. And the Rasag, and what Tosis writes, Nazir Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, that we discussed in the past, in an earlier segment, that Shemana Mishcha, that's not the Shemana that Moshe Rabbeinu made, is puzzle. That's what Taisa says. It has to be if not for the first shaman, it's puzzle. It has to be the shaman HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So Frekt Rav Perla, I don't understand. Gemara Darshan's Kodesh Hu Kodesh Tialachem, that the Ktoras has to be Kol Maaseh Lo Yalav HaKodesh. And as we said, that this pasuk is written by the shaman. Not by the Ktoras. But you learn the Ktoras, Gzeira Shava B'maskunta. Now, if there's no other Shemen HaMishcha that's kosher after the first Shemen, so how do you have a din by the Shemen that it has to be by Kodesh? It's not only puzzle if it's not by Kodesh, it's puzzle if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it. So, If it's true that the shaman has to be from Moshe Rabbeinu, then how do we have a pasuk that Shalom Bakodesh is pasul? Even if it's Bakodesh, it's pasul. It's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's Tosis talking about? Ban Korchenu Shakopanim Kosher Hashemen. Even if you don't need it, Afopi Shein Sarichla Kevin Shalom Moshe Kayim. So even though you don't need it because Moshe's shaman lasts forever, Right? We had it's a miraculous shemen, but it's still going to be kosher. So therefore, you need a pasuk to tell us the psul of shemen shelo nase b'kodesh. But it's going to be kosher. Right? The Tosis says that the any shemen that's not Moshe's pasul. So why do you need a pasuk to tell you that it has to be made by kodesh? It must be that if it's made by kodesh, it's kosher, even if it's not shel Moshe. That's the kasha of Rav Yochanan Fischer Perel on Tosfos. Based on what we said, we can answer as follows: Hare ha-pasuk ne'amar letam al isur asiyat shemen ha-mishcha, v'lo lechayev et asiyat shemen ha-mishcha ba-kodesh. The pasuk is said as a reason for the iser of making shemen ha-mishcha. The pasuk is not mechayev. The pasuk is not coming to be mechayev us, like we said, to make the shemen ha-mishcha ba-kodesh. It's talking about the iser, that you're not allowed to make the same formula of shemen ha-mishcha. It doesn't obligate you to make it ba-kodesh. Ela mitam ze mevu'al b'al kocheni de'bo'akom ha-seh ba-kodesh. But from the fact that for this reason, we need the pasuk to tell you that it has to be b'kodesh. D'mimeila mizeh shim yeshna gzera shava miktoret l'shemen ha-mishcha, mitchayev mizeh shegam b'ktoret b'ay shiakom ha-seh b'kodesh. What do we say? We said that the pasuk is talking about the iser, right? The pasuk is talking about you're not allowed to make your own shemen ha-mishcha. But why are you not allowed to make your own shemen ha-mishcha? You're not allowed to make your own shemen ha-mishcha because the hachana of the shemen ha-mishcha has to be holy. It has to be b'kodesh. So therefore, it can be derived from this pasuk that asks you to make your own shemen ha-mishcha. You can derive from there that it has to be b'kodesh. Because you're not allowed to make your own shemen ha-mishcha because that's not holy. That's not for God. So memela, when you do make the shemen ha-mishcha, it has to be b'kodesh. It has to be in a holy place. And from this we can learn that if there's a gzeira shava from Ktaris to Shemen HaMishcha, right, we learn one from the other, so mitchayev mizeh, that the Ktaris also has to be called Maseh B'Kodesh. And therefore, it was stated in the parsha of Shemen HaMishcha, like we said before, that by Shemen HaMishcha, since there's a din in the Hachana, that the Hachana has to be Miyuchad L'Shamayim, it has to be holy. So Mimela, whereas by Ktaris it's only a din in the Ktaris, the Toitzah, that the Ktaris has to be holy, but not in the Hachana. But in the din of Kol Maaseh B'Kodesh, that has to be made in a holy place, that has to be derived from Shemen HaMishcha, because there it's a din in the Hachana, that the Hachana has to be B'Kodesh. And from there you derive Ktaris. So for the Kasha and Tosfos. The Kasha and Tosfos was, how do you Tosfos say that Shemen HaMishcha, which is not the Shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu made, is going to be Pasul. The Gemara made a Jerusha that it has to be made by Kodesh. So if it has to be made by Kodesh, it's not only, and if it's not made by Kodesh, it's Pasul. So according to Tosfos, that's not true. It's even more than that. Even if it's made by Kodesh, it's Pasul because it's not the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the answer? The answer is, this isn't a special Jerusha to tell us it has to be made by Kodesh. It just comes out of something else. It comes out of the Etzem Shedin or Shemen HaMishcha. The Yatshias Shemen HaMishcha. That the Hachana, there's a din that the Hachana of the Shemen HaMishcha has to be Miyuchad L'Shamayim. The Hachana of the Shemen HaMishcha has to be Miyuchad L'Shamayim. And the Mela would come out that when you make it outside of Kodesh, when you make it outside of the holy place or in a Kli of Chulin, so then it's going to be puzzle. But it's true that Tosis is correct, that even after Moshe Rabbeinu, it's puzzle b'chlav, because it's not the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you need this drasha for? To tell us that that it has to be b'kodesh, ma'aseh yu b'kodesh? The answer is because this drasha is not independent. This drasha is just coming out of the basic din. What's the basic din? The basic din is that there's a din in the hachana of the Shemen HaMishcha. The hachana can't be for you. That's the din. That's the basic din. The basic din of that, there's the din in the hachana of Shemen HaMishcha. The hachana of the Shemen HaMishcha, that's what the Torah is telling us, has to be Lashemayim. The chan of the Shemen HaMishcha has to be Lashemayim, and that applies to Moshe. And then we can learn, what emerges from that automatically is that it's Pashut. There's a special din in the Hachana, that the Hachana has to be Lashemayim. So Memela, Kol Maaseh Lo Yu'al B'Kodesh. So that's just gonna come out automatically. But in a Chinami, even after Moshe, it's going to be Pashut for another reason, because it's not the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe. Like Tosfos said. But it's not that you have a special drasha that kol maaseh yu b'kodesh. No, that's just an automatic inference from the basic din of the Torah. The basic din of the Torah is that there's an isser of asiyas shemen hamishcha, not for the sake of the shemen hamishcha, not l'shamayim. You're not allowed to prepare the shemen hamishcha, not l'shamayim. Since you're not allowed to prepare the shemen hamishcha l'shamayim, it's going to come out automatically that if you prepare shelo b'kodesh, it's also no good. And then from that we learn Gzeir Sheva from to the Ktiris also. That Kol Maaseh Yuba Kodesh. Even though there it's again, the Etzem HaMais is not the mitzvah, it's the Achon is not the mitzvah, it's the Taitzah that should be Ktiris. That's the point. But we just have to start with Shemen HaMishcha because Perim Nisqot is the Achon. The Achon has to be Lashemayim. The Achon has to be Miyuchad Lashemayim. And so they were never driving two things. Hey, the Achon is Miyuchad Lashemayim. And therefore it also applies to the Shemen HaMishcha, that the Ktiris. The Ktaris has to be Maaseh HaBakodesh. That's why the Gemara learns from Shemen HaMishcha the Ktaris and doesn't directly get it from Ktaris. The Ktaris, the din is not in the Hachana, the din is in the Taitzah of the Ktaris, but here we're learning a din in the Hachana. They call Maaseh HaBakodesh, therefore you get it from Shemen HaMishcha. You also learn that if it's made not HaBakodesh, it's a little beseder. Once it's made not HaBakodesh, it's a little beseder. Kavana. A Kavana. She'im ata oseh b'kli chulin. You make it in a chul and take a kli, you make it outside of the holy place, it's no good. Practically speaking, you don't need this limud for Shemen HaMishcha, because practically speaking, after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, then you're not being Shemen HaMishcha anyway. Anyway, it's puzzle. So what is the Gemara talking about? Remember, the Gemara is talking about the Ketores. We're just bringing the pasuk of the Shemen HaMishcha. But the only nafka mina is going to be the Gabi Diktoris. And therefore, when the Gemara brings this Seir Shava of, when the Gemara brings from that you're not, oh God, that the Hachana has to be by Kodesh, it's talking about Diktoris because that's the only nafka mina. The nafka mina is going to be the Diktoris. Just we have to bring the pasuk of the Shemen because the pasuk of the Shemen tells us that there's a din in the Hachana, that the Hachana has to be L'Shamayim. Since the Hachana has to be L'Shamayim, the Hachana also has to be Bakodesh. So that's all going to be from the Shemen HaMishcha, but there's no practical difference, because like Tosfos says, after Moshe Shemen HaMishcha, there is no Shemen HaMishcha. So even if it's made Bakodesh, it's no good. So that's why the Gemara learns the whole thing about Ketores. The Gemara learns the whole din of Ketores. We just use the Pasuk of Shemen HaMishcha. So it's a Gevaldik Ketores, it's a repel is Kash. But it's Kash it was. So by Shemen HaMishcha, if Tosfos is correct, that if it's not the Shemen of Moshe, then it's pasul. Then how can you tell us, how can the Gemara bring a pasuk to tell us that the Shemen HaMishcha has to be made by Kodesh? And if it's not made by Kodesh, it's pasul. If it's made by Kodesh, it's pasul, because it's not made by Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is, if it's made after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's no good, like Tosfos says. And the Gemara is only talking about Ketores. The Gemara is deriving from the pasuk of Shemen about Ktaris. The reason we use the pasuk of Shemen HaMishcha is because there the din is in the Hachana. That there's a mitzvah Hachana that you have to make it L'Shamayim. Hashem, the Ktaris only the Totzah of the Ktaris has to be L'Shamayim, but not the Hachana. You only have to do the Hachana L'Shamayim rather than the Totzah be L'Shamayim. But that the Hachana has to be L'Shamayim, that's been derived from Shemen HaMishcha. So Memela, the only nafkamin is Lagabe Ktaris, therefore the Gemara brings it down Lagabe Ktaris, and not Lagabe Shemen HaMishcha. Because Enechem, like Tosfos says, Shemen HaMishcha that's made after time Moshe is no good even if it's made by Kodesh. The only thing is you learn this din that it has been made by Kodesh from the Shemen HaMishcha to the Ktaris, because only by the Shemen HaMishcha is there a din in Hachana. But the nafkamin lemaisa is only going to be by Ktaris and not by the Shemen HaMishcha. Advar Meirim. And with this, of course, we can answer another kasha. I love it. The kasha of the Svasemis, the Heilige Svasemis, Krisis 6a, Meshech Chochma, Kudei Lamates Lamet Gimel. That since all of the Maisa Shemana Mishkan Liktaris have to be Bakoidesh, how did Bitzal make the Shemana Mishkan Liktaris? There was no Mishkan yet. There was no Mishkan, there was no Maseh Bakoidesh. Is that a kasha? Aval Lefit Vareinu, Hareintin Lehedia Zesh Tiasia Bakoidesh Dafka. There's no explicit din that the Asiya has to be Bakoidesh. That you would ask, oh, Bitzal didn't make it Bakoidesh. Ein din Lehedia Shetzichliot Bakoidesh. Elikoroshet Yek Kedusha Gamba Asiya. There has to be Kedusha in the Asiya. So the Hechetim Tzi is, it should be B'Klei Kodesh, B'Mokum Kodesh. That's Poyal, that the Asiya is going to be Asiya of Kodesh. Umemela, Shapir Yitachin, Shekevan, Shal Shem and Amishko. Viktoras Eilu, Hayatzivu Lehadi Me'ashem La'asoysam, Anami Mashu Lememela Asiya Shal Kodesh La'ashem. When the original Tzivu, Hashem said to make it, and there was no Mishkan yet, so that's already holy, because God said to do it that way. And then Viter, and make sure it's made by Kodesh. But in the meantime, the first, the original one, there is no Kodesh yet. It's already holy because God told you to make it. And there's no Mishkan yet to make it. So it doesn't have to be Maaseh HaKodesh. Because there was a Din Lahedya Maaseh HaKodesh Ein HaChinami. It wasn't made in the Kodesh. As Anachnu Tkuim. Anachnu Akhtaris Logshera. But ain't thing kazeh Lahedya. Adinu Sheachona Tzich Liyot BaKodesh. The Achona has to be holy. And Memela, if there's a Mishkan, making the Mishkan, and they're Klei Kodesh, making the Klei Kodesh, but if they're not prepared yet, then it's holy enough that God told you to make it. That suffices. And Memela, the Ketaris and the Shem and the Mishkan were made to Shaloba Kodesh, the original ones. But then Viter, when you're making it, it has to be Bakodesh, according to Tzadis, the Shem and the Mishkan is not Afgamina, because you can't make it anyway after Moshe. But for the Mafgamina is for the Ketaris. We still don't know what the makor is that it's makif, rabbis say. So that's for the coming attractions. Love it. This is going to be great. So rabbis say, we have been zeichet to conclude this, our fourth lecture in the series. God is so good to us. My gosh. Odu Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chazdo. This is great. So please stay tuned, and we will continue with more delicious offerings to come. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Believe me, we're continuing.